Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Kuf Aleph, and today's daf talks about Ohel Arai. That's what we're going to talk about today. The Isurei Drabanan of Ohel Arai on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah got into this by talking about Hadela Sheba Muksa, some type of makeshift door that was in the backyard. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos, right? You don't use the backyard area so much, so you have a makeshift door there. But when you want to use it, you take it off, you put it back on. Is that called Bona? Is that called Doma Labinyan? Does it matter if it's hanging in the doorway? Does it matter if it's dragging? Those were the details that were discussed here in our Mishnah. But related to that issue, the Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, which is also quoted in Maseches Beitza, Hai Midurta. Somebody making a Midura, somebody's making a type of bonfire, and one is stacking the wood. So how do you stack? When you stack the wood, you make it kind of like a, with walls and a roof. So how do you stack it? Right? Rashi says, Hesek Gadol. So Milamala Lamata, if you stack it from above to below, you put the top part up first, then you move pieces of wood underneath. Shari, that's mutter, because that's an unusual way of building. If you do the top and then the bottom. Rashi, the Ein Zeh Binyan Olam. That's not how you usually do it. Mimata Lamala Aser. But if it's usual, like you build the walls before you build the roof, then that is going to be Aser. That is the Gemara V'chein Biasa, and also putting an egg on Gechalim. Let's just go with Rashi's pshat here on a tripod. V'chein Kidra. And also a pot, v'chein purya, setting up a bed, v'chein chavisa, and setting up some type of barrel. Rashi, kishemisader chavios b'martef, when you set up the barrels in the wine cellar, shura al shura, chavios sholcheres, hein ke'en ke'en, Kadin Gedolim, Umidraka, Rav Yehuda Hacha, Gamasish, Shamina, Tamidasim, Shem Binyam, Lomishem Chofer. Okay, so that is the certain types of Ohel. So we know Binyan is a Malacha on Shabbos, building anything, right? The Mishnah at the beginning of Parak Habona in Shabbos, Habona Kalshu is Chayiv. And what we're talking about here is building an Ohel, specifically. And there are different types of Ohel. There's an Ohel Keveh. If somebody builds a permanent structure with a roof and walls, that's obviously, that's Bona Daraisa. But even if not, that if one builds an Ohel that's not his Keveh. So it depends how long it's supposed to last. So if you look at the Shmir Shabbos in Parak Havdalet, the Shmir Shabbos says in Sif Aleph, Isser Torah Lasos Ohel Keva B'Shabbos V'Yantiv. It's an Isser Daraisa to build an Ohel Keva on Shabbos or Yantif. Dahainu, Asiyas Kol Gag Shegofo Lefachos Tefach Amahil, a building of any roof which has a Tefach under it, Sha'asui Lahagain Mipnei Eiz V'Davar, that's there to protect what's under it. Kegon Mipnei Hashemesh U'Mipnei Hagshamim, meaning for the rain or for the sun, or not for protection, but you're meant to use what's under it. Even if there is no, if there are no walls, if you build this on a permanent basis, if I put a type of mat or blanket on top of amudim, kidei lahala mashatachtav, im nasa kideshi iskayim, yomim rabim, if I'm making something that's supposed to stay there for many days, right, maybe at least a week, 24 hours, but at least a week, let's say, that's what the Shmir Shabbos says in the bottom of the name of the Prima Gadim, hariza ol keva, va'asur la'sosam Shabbos v'yantiv dvar Torah, that's an isadar raisa, v'chinasur v'na Torah la'hosif b'Shabbos v'yantiv tosefas keva, al ol keva, hakai mikfar, and to add on a permanent addition to an OL that is permanent, that's also a problem. But what we're going to talk about today is one step less, Ohel Arai. Ohel Arai, building a temporary structure, that is also Aser Durabanan, Aser Lasos Gam, Kol Ohel Arai, Gzeira Shemiyasa Ohel Keva, because they might come to do in Ohel Keva. So we had that earlier as a Din Durabanan. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to make an Ohel Arai on Shabbos and Yantar. The question is, are you allowed to be Mosif onto an Ohel Arai? So let's talk about different types of Ohel Arais and some Lamaisa cases. So the Poskim discuss are mechalik between different types of Ohel Arai. So an Ohel Arai with walls, an Ohel Arai without walls, a non-partitioned Ohel Arai, right? Two walls or less, one or two walls, and three or four walls. So if somebody wants to build an Ohel Arai, a temporary structure with two walls or less, then it's only usher if it has three conditions. Number one, if it's meant to, some of this we mentioned already, if it's meant to protect what's under it, right? The Aruch HaShulchan mentions this, that if it's just a type of covering that's meant to use what's on top of it and not what's under it, so then it's not a problem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Tezvav Siv Zayin. Klala de Ohel, de Kol Shein Tzarech L'Chalal Shetachtav, Lo Mikri Ohel. It's not called an Ohel if it's not meant to use what's under it or protect what's under it. The Shem Ohel Hu, if it's an Ohel Keva, then it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But if it's an Ohel Arai, then in certain cases it doesn't matter. Right? That's what the Shmir Shabbos discussed, in certain cases. But says the Shmir Aruch HaShulchan, the Shem Ohel Hu Amahil Al Mashet Tachtav, V'Lachain, if I take books and I put two books standing up on the side and one book on the top, I want to raise it up in order to be able to read from, to lift it up to make like a makeshift shtender of some type, that's mutter, because you're using what's on top. A table. What if I'm building a table, or I'm just putting a board? I'm putting a board on top of poles or sticks in order to make a table. That's not a problem. Opening up a table, right? Opening up a table, right? A folding table that's meant to eat on, right? Moving a table to a new spot, moving a chair. All of a sudden, there's a new OL there, but that's meant to use what's on top. So that would could be a that would wouldn't be a problem. Good, but let's say children who want to make a tent with blankets, and they're going to take a couple of chairs and then put a blanket on top of it, that is an OL Arai, and that's meant to use what's underneath, and that could be a problem. That could be a problem. Rav Ribi had discussed this in his Sefer. Here, let me just find the page, on page 1066, here in the fourth volume of Lamed Tes Malachas. A pillow, towel, or blanket may not be spread across two chairs to create a play tent, even if the towel or blanket does not drape over the sides and reach the floor, right? But that's creating a roof structure and all awry, and therefore it's a problem. So number one, it has to be meant to protect what's underneath it. Number two, it has to have at least a tefach al gabe tefach underneath it, a tefach height and a tefach width, let's say, right? That's based on rules of Ohel in general. If you look at the Rambam has this in Hilcha Shabbos and Perachav Beis, Halacha Chaf Tes. The Rambam writes, that's all about Yisurei D'Rabbanan, says the Rambam, Kol Ohel Meshupa, She'ein Begago Tefach. If you have a slanted Ohel that doesn't have under it a Tefach, V'lo Bepachos Mishlosha Samach Legago Rochav Tefach, and it doesn't have a Tefach near the roof, that is a tefach wide. There is oel arai va'osa oso lechachila b'shabes pater. Right, the most is going to be pater. Right, because that's going to be. What does pater mean? Derabanan here. That's a good question. Most of the time it means derabanan, but that is the Rambam. Vilkan the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, we'll see better in a minute. But generally that's the rule. The rule is that you need a tefach. The Netziv even discusses this in Parshas Truma. The Netziv knows that we know that they put a couple of curtains one on top of another on the Mishkan in order to build the Mishkan. The Pasuk says there, Va'asisa Yurios Izim La Ohel Al HaMishkan. The Yurios Izim are for an Ohel on the Mishkan. Says the Netziv, the fact that the Torah uses the word Ohel, it must be, they must have had pegs in between the curtains, not one on top of another, because then that wouldn't be called an Ohel. Says the Netziv, La Ohel Al HaMishkan, Eino Mechsa Mamish Al Yurios Sheish. It can't be that it was Mamish on the bottom Yurios, Ella Ohel Bifnei Atzmo. The fact that he uses the word Ohel, it must be that there is some space. V'ulai haya tefach avir b'neihem. It must be that it must be an airspace. Shari ain Ohel pachas b'tefach. Because an Ohel can't be less than a tefach. V'haya manichin klunsaos b'neihem rechavos tefach. But it must be that there were klunsaos, there were little pegs that were underneath, because it uses the word Pesach. So let's say putting a tablecloth on a table is not a problem, even if it hangs down. Because that's not an Ohel, right? There's no airspace under the Ohel that would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah says this Beferish, right? They used tablecloths in his day. Shin Tezvav, Sif Lamid Aleph. Sif Lamid Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this on the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Zayin. Siv Zayin of the Shulchan Aruch. Mutal aniach sefer echad mikan ve'echad agabeim, as we saw in the Aruch HaShulchan before, ho'av ein tzorach la'avir shetachteim, because we're not interested in the air under it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mizeh atam nami, also for this reason, Shari lifras mapa ala shulchan, quoting that from earlier sources. Viksos ha mapa tzulios lamatam ala shulchan, mikol tzad. Oh, what about Oel? What if the kids want to hide underneath the table now and play hide and seek there? Doesn't matter. The ikar reason you're putting the tablecloth on is because you want to eat on the table. It's not for what's underneath. And on the table, there's no Oel. Va'afidu magia smuchas la'aretz de'ein ba'zeh mishim Oel kivan de'ein tzorach la'avir shetachas ha'shulchan. Va'od kivan shema shemunach al ha'shulchan ein bo mishim Oel. Ein sham chalal beino l'shulchan, mutar gam hayotze mimenu. Because it's on the shulchan and it's not, an ohel has tefek on the airspace underneath, therefore it's not a problem. What about putting a tarp on a sukkah also? If somebody, to protect it from the rain, that would also be mutar. So number one, it has to be meant to protect what's underneath it. Number two, it has to have a tefek by tefek underneath it. Number three, one's allowed to be mosif, we paskin, machlokas tanoim. But if the ohel arai is already there, then one could be mosif onto the ohel arai, right? The only iser derabanan is to create an ohel arai. That's where we might come to create an ohel keva. But to be mosif onto an ohel arai, that is not a problem. That's the Rambam in Halacha Chav Zayin. Chavez Chav Zayin. Ha'osa ohel kavua, chai mishem bone. Lefichach ein osin ohel arai lechadchila, v'lo sosrin ohel arai gzera, shemayasu yisro ohel kavua. You can't make an ohel keva on Shabbos, therefore gzera derabanan. You can't make an ohel arai. V'im asa osasar ohel arai pater. And if I made an ohel arai, then I'm pater. That's an derabanan. Umutr lahosif al ohel arai b'Shabbos. Be allowed to be mosif as it mentions a number of times in Shas, Shabbos Kuf Chafei, Erevin Mem Dalet, Pevav, as the Magen Mishnah quotes. Ketzad, Talas, Shaisa Peru Salagavi Amud, Magavi Ksalim, if a talis is already spread out on poles and there's an oil under it, Vaisa Krucha Kodem HaShabbos, but some of it was rolled up before Shabbos, Im Nish Armi Mena Gag Tefach Matuach, as long as there is a Tefach open under it, Hareza Motechas Kula B'Shabbos, you could continue opening it. Achiyasa Oel Gadol, V'chein Kol Koyotze B'Zeh, because that is a Mosif on Oel Arai, that is okay, and that's what we pass on in Shulchan Aruch also in Shin Tezvav. So that is Oel, one type of Oel, where there's two or less walls. What about if it has more walls? If it has three or four walls. So then there are other conditions. So number one, you still need a Tefach underneath for it to be Asur, number one. Number two, only if it's Asiya, but it's not Hosafa. Right, either of those, even if I have four walls, if I'm just being mosif on the ohel arai, then it's okay. So again, need the tefach, it has to be mosif, and then our gemara comes in. It has to be only if you first make the walls and then make the roof, because that's the normal way of making a ohel, and that's where we're gozer to be create the ohel on Shabbos. But if I do it in the opposite way, so then this issa d'rabbanan, we will not say is a problem. And that's what the Shemir Shabbos says when it comes to, let's say, a net or a cover on a stroller, right? A stroller has, let's say, the sides of the stroller that can be called like more than two walls. Maybe it has like three walls. So the way to do it is either to have it partially open before Shabbos, unless there's a rain cover on a stroller. So as long as it's a little bit open, or even if it's not so much open, but as long as it's a tefach open before Shabbos, then just to stretch it out is okay, right? What if one didn't do that? So then one would be able to, according to our logic, based on our Gemara, hold the cover, then move the stroller underneath it, and then that would be okay. Because again, that's like our Gemara, milamala lamata, milamata lamala. Or let's say the kids want to make the tent. They want to put a blanket and play on Shabbos. So moving chairs and then putting the blanket on top, that's making a total new all arai on Shabbos, that would be a problem. But if I first have some of the kids hold the blanket and then move the chairs underneath, so then that would be okay, because that's the opposite order, like our Gemara says. So if you look in the Shmir Shabbos in Siftes, Lefichach, this is Perek Chavdal, Siftes, Lefichach, also Lifros Reshes, Okila, Gabi Galas Yiladim, it's also to spread out some type of netting, or Okila on a stroller on Shabbos, Al Gabi Mita, or Al Gabi Lulatinok, or on a crib, Kedela Hagen, Mebnei Hashemesh, or Mebnei Hazvuvim, Aval Imparis is Okila Mibod Yom. It's already spread out from Friday, Lo Rochav Shel Tefach Echad, Milvada Galil, right, if it's already spread out, Mutar Lafarsa Lagamri, then you can stretch it and continue it, Ubishasi Esirena, and Lahazir the Tavak Shay Paris Mibod Yom. And also, when you open it and you roll it up again, try to leave that, though you don't want to be Soser in Ohel Arai, right, so you have to leave that open when you open it or when you close it. That would be a discussion. So that's one discussion of Ohel Arai. Two walls or less, more than three walls. The other issue to discuss in this context is an Ohel Bidei Adam. What about an all bidei adam? So first of all, like holding a jacket, holding a talis, like the on Simchas Torah, the minhag of holding a talis for the chasanim. So lechora, that's not a problem because that's all bidei adam. It's holding a bag over one's head so the one doesn't get wet. That's not an ol. That's a moving ol. That's not dumi the mishkan. The Gemara talks about very wide brimmed hats. Shulchan Aruch talks about it, but the poskim say that nowadays we don't have such wide brimmed hats. And it's not a problem. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph Sif Mem. That's what some of the poskim talk about it, but Bisman has said generally the poskim don't think that it is a problem that Ohel Bidei Adam. Kova, I'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Aleph Mem. Kova Shu Mispashi Lahalon Me Rosho Tefach. A hat that goes out, the brim is a Tefach. Aser Lanicha Barosha Fil Bavayas. Mishum Ohel. Right? You can't wear it. Mishum Ohel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in the days of old. Av she'ain all below tfano, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though there's no wall, become makam, chashav all arai, v'yosavid rabbanan, ki v'shanasa safa, lios letzel lahagein mipnei hashemesh. Right, because it's meant to cover what's underneath it. V'kova shekorin britalach, what about the kova that, it's called the britalach, right, it explained it's a very large, wide, b'loshen ashkenaz, av v'shen v'spashi la'alon meharosh barach bo tefach, no'agin bo lahakel, the Achronim quote a number of heterim for these some of these wide brim hats. Echad, kivat she'eno kasha v'nichbav lamate im bochshash yisur. Number one, if it's soft and it's not so hard and it waves, so then that is not going to be a problem. So some hats have that heter. Dafilu mukasha hal eno miskavim b'levishas v'liyasel rabat chavin lachazas rosha. You don't want to shade. You just want to protect your head. V'chein ha'masafa asui b'shipu ha'gamkin yish l'tzad yilom miki obo fanzeh. Also, if it's not flat, straight out horizontally, but if it goes down, that also is another tzad l'hat there. Obel yo rabat kasav datam olam yishim desom chasmal shidas rashi. The sfirlu she'ein b'kova iser ol klal. Right, there is no iser ol because it is derech levisha. Derech Levisha, Vilfize Afilu Bi Kapulus, right, a big, another type of hat. Shukashev, Yerocha Tefa, Tefa, Gamkein, and Limchos, Bemakam Shogim Lahakel. Afshim Bestamanasa, Safa Kazulatzel, Umakam Shlonoga Lahakel, Vadish Lahachmir, but in, generally, the Minag is to be makel. Umizen Sharbi Vayoma Minag, Shem Machasim, Rashim, Beshavas, Batalis, Beset Fila, Filo Kova Katan, Veilas, Shum, Tam Vareach. There's no problem with hats, there's no problem with Talasim on the head. That is not a problem. Again, in addition to being held by a person and not being kavua in that case. Another big discussion is about the umbrella. About the umbrella. So if you look in the language of the Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos is very meduyik. Every single word in the Shmir Shabbos. He writes that when he originally came out with the Shmir Shabbos, decades before he wrote it, but he didn't realize how everybody would be medactic in every single word that he wrote. So he did it again and again and again. And the latest madura, is it usser? Is it eno ra'ui? So if you look in the Perach Avdalad, Os Tezvav, again, what's the Lashon? Geder Gadru Gedolei Hadoros. The Gedolei Hadoros made a geder. Doesn't sound like it is usser mamish. It may made a geder. The amru she'en leftoach mitriya o shimshiya b'shabbos v'yantif. They said don't open up umbrellas on Shabbos and Yantif. Why? What does that mean? It means fundamentally, maker or din, maybe it's mutter. Right? That's what it sounds like. Geder gadru. Again, conceptually, theoretically, it's mutter. It's not mutter. But this goes back to the Noda Bihuda already. The Noda Bihuda in Arachayim Ma'adura Tinyana, in Simin Lamid, he is charif against the umbrella, what he calls the parasol. That was what it was called in those days. He says in his Lashon, he says, I think it's umachisi b'yam v'derashti bo, so pam b'esachneses, shu iser gamor, v'yamarti afilu choshani l'iser skila, maybe it's even an iser daraisa, to open up the umbrella on Shabbos, umiyaz la'rata ani moche b'kilasenu v'rofa am nisharim. I'm moche, and most people are zahir. If you open it on Shabbos, it could be daraisa, and if you don't open it on Shabbos, at least could be an iser of maris ayin. That's his approach. If you look at the Chassam Sofer says, I don't think you should use it on Shabbos, but I can't say that I agree with the Noda Bihuda. I can't say that I agree that it's us or mamish like that. This is in Aruch Chaim Simon Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis. V'hinei ha'emes, tahash tahacha, ruba da'amonim nosim, also b'shabbos, elish neftacha ma'idei goy. Many open it with a goy and they walk around with it. V'afilu yirak isa d'rabanan, psichas ha'parasal. V'kamang ma'le amir lach, rishvus t'shvus, lo b'makam mitzvah, mihitur lahem. So he says, v'achar iyun hadeik, After analyzing, he says, "Bevadai, Lisa parasal b'shabes la mishas chasidimi v'shomer nafshu yircha b'menu." You shouldn't do it. Mikol makom lafiyani is dati einenu k'moshe kashchashav agon zal. I disagree with another Yehuda. The kamalacha the lo ashkuchan kavasi b'mishkan lo mechayev alei b'shabes. In the Mishkan, they didn't have movable ohalim. They didn't have an ohal that the person held with him. So it's not dumi the Mishkan. And not to be the Mishkan. And then he quotes three other reasons based on the Yerushalmi. Number one, it's a binyan l'shah. It's inherently temporary. Binyan l'shah shu asui mitchila livnoso ulasosro l'shaito v'lachsor v'livnoso ulasosro kol shah. K'mosha ha-mishkan asui. Which might also connect to the idea of derech tashmisha, which we discussed in the past. It's meant to be open and closed, open and closed. That's not a true binyan, right? Like a door is meant to be open and closed. Like glasses that become sunglasses. It's meant to be done and undone, like a zipper. So number one. Number two, the Lomatsinu Kayotzi Bazeh B'mishkan B'mikdash Shiha Oel Over B'makam L'makam Adei Adam Hanoso Ba'atzmo. It's not Dumi the Mishkan. Number one, it's very temporary. Number two, it's not Binyan the Mishkan. And number three, V'od Bashlishes Shein Ol Daraisa Ela K'shemachitzos Magios La'aretz K'moshayi B'mishkan Adal Machitza Tluya Ba'avir Shein Asui La'hosef Ala Klal V'yevsha La'hosef La'amshicha La'aretz. It's impossible to make this a bigger Oel, longer Zevada Einena Ol Daraisa Klal. For sure, not Daraisa, and maybe not even in Isidur Abanan. So I'm even close to saying it's mutter, but Ein Laharish Ha'olam Bishvol Zeh, the Minhag Ha'olam, as the Shmir Shabbos says, is to not do it. The Chazon Ish says, Poreitz Geder, it's an Isser Chamor. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha said not to do it. So again, that's the Minhag Ha'olam, not to to do it. Again, Derech Tashmisha, though, is also an important Yisod that comes up with covering garbage cans and containers. That also would be mutter in that case. Okay, a little bit about OLRI.